The cowl does not make a monk, believe it or not. The cowl does not make a monk, even though we would like to think that clothing makes the man and things like that. It doesn't really make who we are. We can wear all sorts of costumes, all sorts of garments, and we can pretend that we are all sorts of things, but when, unless deep in our heart, we know who and what we are, we know why we're here, we know what our purpose is, we know what our goals are, unless deep in our heart we know these things, we know nothing. The costume doesn't make the man. The cowl doesn't make the monk. It just is an indication to us that this person is trying to be something. A monk is someone who intuitively, introspectively, thinks on deep and beautiful things. They practice thinking about law of cause and effect. They practice thinking about principle. They practice thinking about what makes the world go round. They practice thinking about how it is that one can be happy, how it is that one can be healthy, how it is that one can be a wonderful person in a wonderful world. This is what we want to think about. This is what the monk thinks about. This is what you and I think about all the time, all the days of our life. There's not one day that goes by in our life that we do not think about who and what we are, that we do not think about what our values are, what our desires are, what our goals are. And we can wear all the costumes in the world, but if we haven't got the heart for it, we can have a clown's costume and we can be far from funny. We can have the hunter's costume and we can be far from a good shot. We can have the beautiful program that makes everyone look at us and say, wow, they're royalty. And then we forget our royalty and we forget what royalty really is, what a person who really believes in himself really does. We think that royal people can act without a conscience. Royal people can act and do silly things and do crazy things and do unrighteous things. And that's the farthest thing from the truth. If you know who you are, and you're a beautiful person, you will look at everyone in the world, and you will see everyone in the world as a beautiful person. You look at all of the circumstances in the world, and you call them good and very good. If you're a beautiful person, you look at every being on the face of the earth, and you'll find the good in them. You'll find the good which they may not have even known that's there themselves, but you will find it there because that's what you are. Whatever we are, we see in others. Whatever we are, we see in the world. And when we want to see the world as being a world of beauty and goodness, then that's because we are. It's not just because of the clothing that we wear or the cowl that a monk wears. It's the attitude that we have within ourselves of who and what we are. And when we live with this attitude of unconditional love, of the real total expression of who and what we are, then all the world looks at us and they see who we are. Now, we don't care. We really don't care whether the rest of the world sees who we are or not. We don't care whether we put on a show that makes the rest of the world think we're a monk or we're this or that. We've been watching Andy Griffith. The Andy Griffith is a serial of Andy Griffith and as a sheriff. And he has a little boy who's his son. And as Andy Griffith wants to teach his son values and wants to teach his son how to think and how to act, and then he himself does not act that way, then he finds himself at odds. And when he says to his son, you don't talk that way about other people, and his son says, Well, that's what I heard Aunt B say the other day. You don't talk like that about other people. That's what our neighbors said, and that's what our friends have said. Well, we don't talk that way. We don't act that way. Whether our neighbors say it or whether Aunt B says it improperly or I say it improperly, we don't do that. Now, inadvertently, without thinking, we do a lot of things. But when we think and we believe in ourselves, we express ourselves to the highest and the most beautiful aspect of our being. We express ourselves to the most beautiful, most gracious aspect of who we are. And as we do that, we like ourselves. We don't really like ourselves when we gossip about other people. We don't really like ourselves when we tell tales about things that are going on in the world in an unhappy way. We like to say that our town is the most beautiful town in the world. We like to say that our family is the most wonderful family in the world. We like to say that the people that we dwell with in our community are the most wonderful people in the world. We have the friendliest neighborhood, the friendliest community that anyone could ever wish. Now, we have this friendly community because we are friendly. And because we associate with friendly people, and because we will not allow ourselves to think unfriendly thoughts. If we ever allowed ourselves to think unfriendly thoughts about ourselves or our family or our neighbors or our community, then we would be unworthy of living in that family, community, or neighborhood. We'd be unworthy of having these people as our friends. If we gossip, if we tell tales about people on things that they're doing that are improper, then we are no better than they are in our mind who we're telling the tale about. To be an honorable person, to be a glorious person, to be a person who wears the cowl of the monk, is a person who finds great satisfaction in meditation. The person who finds great satisfaction and peace in sharing with one another, the person who finds that they are now at one with themselves and all is right with the world. They have learned the art and science, they have learned the art of unconditional love. And in learning that art of unconditional love, they go around loving everyone, caring about everyone, listening to everyone, loving whatever goes on in the world. They find that there is peace on earth and it began with them. They find there is love everywhere and it began with them. They find there is wholeness everywhere and it began with their thoughts. It began with their attitude. It began with who and what they are. These are the only things that matter in life. These are the only things that matter to you or to me or to anyone. These are the things that set us free on our pathway of being ourselves. It's what we are. It's what we know. It's who we are. It's what we think about ourselves. Because that's all that matters. Nothing else in the world matters one tiny, tiny, tiny little bit. It only matters that we live according to our heart. We live according to the picture we outpicture of ourselves. We live according to the divine that we are. And the divine that we are is good and very good. We are this now. And we can be this now. We are not the cowl that we wear. That does not define us as a monk. What defines us as a thoughtful, intuitive, loving person is our attitude and what we think and what we believe and what we know. This day I choose to be a person that is unconditionally loving of everyone. I choose to be unfamiliar with gossip. I choose to be unfamiliar with stories about others. I only know the truth about myself. And this truth I see in everyone else, knowing that everyone on the face of the earth is as beautiful as I am, wonderful as they are, and good, unconditionally loving good under all circumstances. Because that's all that matters. And that's all that ever will matter for you or for me forevermore.